Welcome to Report Out's Hidden Voices podcasts from around the globe. Report Out is a human rights research organisation and charity based in the UK. Report Out monitors, researches and documents the lived experiences of sexual and gender minority people and their communities in different nation states. We use this information to educate others on the lived experiences of sexual and gender minorities and to campaign and push for social change across the globe. You may notice that we use the term SOGSC, which means sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics. Why do this? Because it's a culturally sensitive umbrella term to cover all sexual and gender minorities. These interviews will consist of SOGSC individuals who live in different nation states. And whilst we'll be discussing the barriers that they face, we will also highlight how they find resistance to them. Welcome to our Hidden Voices podcasts.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I am a campaigner here at Report Out in Gateshead. Today we are speaking to Q. Hi, Q.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey. So in today's podcast, we will be talking about life in South Korea, living as a homosexual gay man. So Q, thank you so much for joining me today. Firstly,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, honestly, thank you. Please just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Q Han. I short for Q. So I am a male and homosexual person living in South Korea at the moment. My background, I would say, I travel a little bit, and I used to live in United States, and also have study in Moscow before, so I would probably think I love diversity. That's what one of the things is I'm most interested. I loved about different cultures. I guess many like homosexual people are pretty much similar. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. The Moscow, I took the international relations in a university. Mm-hmm. It was exchange a program, and then the States, I initially study acting and film in Hollywood. That was first time I lived, and then I came back to Korea, and then I finished my college and then went back again. That time I started working there in San Diego and moved to New York City. I started working for United Nations.
Wow.
And then, I came back to Korea again.
You have had some amazing experiences so far. That's so fun. I'm really jealous. That sounds so fun.
I guess I was lucky in the sense that I got to travel.
So if you don't mind, it would be fantastic to hear a little bit about your coming out experience. And I would love to know, for example, were you out while you were studying in Moscow and studying in the States? Had you come out before then?
So in the family, I only came out to my brother and mother. I still haven't come out yet to dad. I guess it's a lot have to do with the relationship. I don't think my dad would accept normal, because I don't think he's aware what's different. Even my mom still confuses, and she just like really ignores the fact that I came out. But my brother, I guess, is kind of younger generation, accepted a little bit differently, and he's totally okay with that. Yeah. And the social status, here in South Korea, I'm mostly out to the people I hang out with mostly, and then a couple of like people who I went to high school with. I'm out, but not all of them. Mm. And when I lived in different country, I came out just like regularly. I didn't hide anything.
And that was in Moscow as well?
Moscow, not so much, because it's just a little bit there more intense about the gay rights compared to even like compared to South Korea. It's, I mean, South Korea is there. It's kind of hard to the people acknowledge in their different sexualities, but people don't really get violence. But I witnessed is what's going on in Moscow is a little bit different than South Korea. People can get violence, and I didn't feel a little bit comfortable to be out in Moscow. But I only lived in Moscow for 8 months, so I can't really tell like what I know all about it. So yeah, but I didn't really out.
It's still a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay, so for people who aren't really aware of the state of LGBT rights in South Korea, how would you describe it?
So, is there, so being a homosexual is not a illegal thing in Korea? I think because our majority religious is like Christians, because I think it's mostly like I would say in like 50% would be like I would say is Christian. So, but people actually also believe that they think a homosexual or same sex like relationship is from a Western culture, Western disease. That, well, people, some people say it's Western disease. So they just believe that it didn't really origin here. It's mostly happened in West, and then that culture came to the Korea, and then they felt like they got like they got it from Western culture.
Yeah. How I've seen when I was just doing a bit of research for this podcast, I had seen like that argument prop up, and especially in regards to like a pride events that have happened in South Korea. There was, I think it might have been a couple of years ago, forgive me if I'm wrong, of there was a pride event, and then they had a some protesters protesting against it. Have you ever been to the pride in South Korea? Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I participated pride in 2017. It was actually my first time pride in South Korea. I've seen a lot of pictures, and but it was kind of overwhelmed to see there are so many protesters around the march, and it's kind of like interest to see, but also I kind of felt like and somehow the people the LGBTQ people is actually enjoying doing pride with the protester, because it's kind of funny there how they actually was saying or singing some really crazy things, and they just kind of like they just don't care, and then they're just like, oh, this is kind of part of the pride, and we might just enjoy it.
Have you or anyone you know who also identifies as being part of the LGBTQ community, have you experienced any hate towards you or any discrimination towards you for being part of the community?
Yes, Actually, when I lived in States, when I was working at UN, I was part of the kind of group called UN Globe, which is its LGBTQ group. So I did couple of like campaign with them, and that is quite a bit like pictures in my social medias, and my some of the Korean friends saw that, and then they're like, "Oh, why are you doing this? Like, why this is wrong?" And I was kind of surprised to getting that comments from them, because I thought, "Oh, like I thought younger generations are more open or willing to accept more different things and being a different." But I guess South Korea is a little bit still far to go. A lot of things when it comes with different diversity and different being a different.
Your experience at the UN sounds so interesting. Was that the majority of the stuff you were doing there then, working on LGBT campaigning?
No, actually, I was working at Protocol and headquarters, and I actually didn't know any. I didn't know about the Globe, but I met the person who works in UN, and then he actually introduced me that group, and I got to experience that. And the couple of different things is what UN does for LGBTQ. I was also very surprised that there are a lot of LGBTQ people working in the UN. That I got to meet all of people from a different country. It was actually a really good experience.
It sounds amazing. Have you brought any of that activism back with you in South Korea, or are there really any organizations that are working in South Korea that are doing any good activism?
Well, I actually it was actually never actually intent. I didn't really put in my effort to do it, but it just sometimes just comes. And I knew some of the people in Hong Kong, mostly Australians, and they actually I mean, there is a Mardi Gras organization, and some of that, and they are doing like massive like LGBTQ conferences kind of things. And if they asked me if I could help, and so I participated some of the LGBTQ conference, which is held at like really first time in Asia. So
Wow.
I did participate some of that, and also there is amazing. I know that there is the one Korean person. He's really amazing. He's a pro activist. He just he's I mean he's what he does is drag queen. He's a performer, but he also did a lot of like human rights for LGBTQ. He does a lot of activist things. So I actually supported him and sometimes participated what he does. I guess that's the only thing I did for South Korea so far.
That sounds amazing. What would you describe to be some of the main barriers, or main forms of discrimination that the LGBTQ community face in South Korea?
I think definitely education, because as I grew up here, and when I see the education, we don't really learn different cultures. Not it's not only just LGBTQ. It's because it's what the Korean society is kind of challenging when it comes with accepting different things. Because like we don't really want to be different. It's kind of like hard to explain. Like people like here don't want to be different. They don't want to be like individual. Like everybody wants to follow the same things and same like trends. And then even like how you think, it's almost like it's sometimes it's shocking to see how people like think same way. So I guess like those kind of education, what we learn, and it's meant to be like not really good at accepting difference. So I think we have to face it. We have to focus on how to learn like what's we need to think differently and accepting different cultures. And because I always think Korea is very lack of diversity, even though people like there is a lot of like a lot of South Asians people came to get married with a lot of Korean male people. So we're definitely getting like a lot of like different cultures, and but like people don't Koreans still don't aware there are different cultures around and as being a different and so I'm kind of seeing that it's still like we need to go we need to learn like we need to go like change our education differently.
It with that sort of emphasis on difference, do you find that there are certain members of the LGBTQ community that are affected or discriminated against more than others? For example, would you say it's harder to be a trans woman, or is it very much just all the same in regards to treatment?
I would definitely say it's apart from the LGBTQ, I think here it's even it's just like different gender, especially female, is well, they treated like minority, and they're well, the equal pay is never really happening in this country, I would say. So when it comes with the LGBTQ, I think transgender get more discriminated than gay person. It got better, but still I see people like transgender, people say, oh, transgender is the what the male is, change the woman, but they still think why there is person, because some people actually see they're doing this is for performing. They think it's just like they choose this way, and because they want to like performing in that way. And some people are like, well, a lot of Koreans don't really know the difference drag and transgender either, because they think it's an equal thing. It's kind of shock to see even gay people think that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like when gay people like go to see a drag performer, and then they say, oh, is she transgender? And it's just like, it's kind of thing, they don't really know the difference of being a drag and like it's transgender. It's just I think people see this as the appearance. It's like you're just dressed up like a woman, but you're still male. And then some people, I think they still see that way. And as a transgender, you're dressed up like a woman, but you're still a guy. We don't really see you as like woman. You're still male, but something psychological problem you're having, that's why you're doing this.
I see. Do you have Have you got any transgender friends at all? Just out of interest, do you know if anybody personally who is transgender and has found it difficult?
I do not know any transgender people in South Korea. Back in the States, I have a couple of transgender friends. But here is a majority transgender people I see. It's mostly like there is a lot of transgender bars. It is a thing in Korea.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't know. I don't think I have a transgender person I know close enough.
How did you find it sort of implementing yourself into the LGBTQ community and scene in South Korea? Was it quite easy for you to find sort of like-minded queer friends, or was it quite hard to find these people?
I mean, I do not want to generalize anything, but it's quite like difficult here to recognize like LGBTQ people on the streets, unless you are meeting places like a gay bars, where you just talk, and then when they say you're homosexual, then you realize. It's a meaning that I said, because here, South Korea, if you see the fashion, it's pretty much metrosexual, and people dress like really, like don't care about like what the image is and what West people thinks. Oh, you dress like a gay person, but here's everybody dressed like that. So it's so difficult to see. It's for our faces, you can tell. Oh, he might be the not straight person, but
yeah.
So it's kind of difficult because people don't really say, "Oh, I'm homosexual." No, people are afraid to say things like that, even like even at the gay bar. It's kind of surprising.
So is the like the bars and the different places that you've mentioned, are they a bit more underground and sort of informal, or are they places that it's, you know, there's a sign saying it's a gay bar, or is it a bit more secretive?
I would say a little bit secretive, but it depends like the location. There is location called Itaewon, which is more expats area. There are many expats living in the area and has a lot of gay bar. That one is more like Western bar style, there where you can actually tell, oh, this is like gay district. Like you can see the sign, it's very obvious. You can actually tell this is the gay district. But there is also local area has gay bars. That is more likely kind of hidden, and you wouldn't tell if nobody told you this is gay bar. It's kind of hard to tell. There is the only way you can tell this is the gay bar or not in South Korea. If any the bar sign has name like membership only, that means it's usually gay bar.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's like a bit of a code.
It's a kind of codes people. Like if you put in the membership only, it's like that's usually the sign it's the gay bar.
Oh. And are you currently based in the capital?
Yeah, I'm living in Seoul right now.
Okay. And do you think it's easier or a bit more accepted to be openly LGBTQ in Seoul rather than the outskirts and different areas?
I think definitely because of the more population here, and also it's, I don't know, it's kind of, it feels like the LGBTQ people moved away where you can actually find more LGBTQ people, because like Seoul has a lot of bars and you can actually, the places that you can meet gay people. But outside of Seoul, has not many city has these kind of places you can meet LGBTQ people. So it's kind of difficult to meet. And I kind of felt like all the LGBTQ people, because of that, moved to Seoul as a different life, and they want to have like a different life as a gay person.
Yeah. Have you found it, is it hard to, for example, is it possible to perform public displays of affection, or is that an issue?
It's pretty much issue. Nobody's gonna like attack you or anything, but you will get a lot of staring.
Okay.
And then people actually feel, you can actually tell their face expression is very uncomfortable.
Okay. That must be hard.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's very disturbing. So it's definitely like, here there's no really violence, where nobody's gonna like attack you for like doing that, but
yeah,
it's just like, here is when you are doing that, it's like public sites, you're what the you're being different, they wouldn't do anything to you, but you're just like that person to them. The society just like ignores it and don't like recognize it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned religion very briefly earlier. Would you call yourself religious? Have you ever called yourself religious? And if so, how has that impacted in any way your relationship with your sexuality?
I think I would say I'm Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But before I move out, moved to different country, before that, I didn't really know much of it. There are different ways, different Christians, and there are people are believe and the Bible and the religions differently. So I felt like in, especially the Christians here in Korea, it's quite different. I felt that they're quite extreme compared to the Christians that I met in the States. This is a little bit like extreme things that I would say, but they're pretty blind in Korea, the Christians, because they only want to see or believe what they only kind of want to see and believe. And it's kind of surprising thing was what happened 2017 Pride. A lot of people thought like Buddhists might be more conservative, and they're not like really wouldn't really do anything with the LGBTQ, but surprisingly there's a lot of the people from like temple and a lot of Buddhist and include monks, they participated at Pride, and they said if any LGBTQ people feel like left out and lonely and there's nowhere to go, we are welcome you. You have a place to stay and something like that. And that's kind of like really nice. And when we see the different the Christians, people are very shouting at LGBTQ people. It was kind of like the interesting things to see two different religions fighting.
It's obviously horrible to hear that there was that side that was protesting against it, but on the other hand, having that you said, having that the monks and Buddhists being very welcoming must have felt like a bit of a breath of fresh air for some people.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned how they were talking about sort of if anybody felt lonely. And when I was doing a bit of research for this podcast, that is one thing that sort of came up. I mean, I know that isolation and loneliness is such a big issue within the community everywhere. But there was a study that I saw, for example, that that was based in South Korea, that said a lot of adolescent youth from the LGBTQ community felt very alienated, and they suffered from their mental health, that they had at times suicidal thoughts. Have you found that mental health is quite a big issue for the South Korean LGBTQ community?
Definitely, because it's society here, especially a lot of pressures. And what people say is outing when there is a COVID outbreak happen once in there is one gay club, and I think there is one person had a COVID, and they got a lot of cases from that club, and the government's the track the signals to what people who went to that clubs, and then they sending them a message to you need to take a test. And that time, the people actually aware if you are taking a test, that means you are went that club and means you're gay. And that time, a lot of people feel very suicidal because they felt like they might lose job. They also might lose family. They might also lose friends. That time it's extremely hard for the gay people at the time, as people like pointing at finger at gay people. And it's kind of felt like they bring the bad images to people. The gays don't care. They just go like fun and like spread like virus and like don't really care about society or something like that. And that image is kind of still going on. A lot of people still think that way, even though there is a lot of different massive cases from church. So we had also church outbreak, COVID outbreak. There's way more cases, but people still think gays are brought a lot of COVID-19, and they don't really blame for church people.
So there was a lot of blame for young gay people. They said that they helped spread the virus by going to a club or a bar when you were allowed to do so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously they don't, like majority of people don't really have a good image of the gay people. And then when these kind of cases happen, the hate is more added, and they have reason to hate gay people. So that was the time actually, like you see a lot of hatenesses from people towards to the gay people.
And I mean, as you just mentioned, that through the COVID tracking, and they were tracking who was going to what bar or nightclub if there was an outbreak. And obviously as a result of that, I saw how people had been outed. You mentioned how the young community were fearing for their jobs, and if their family were to find out. Is that because of them being outed? Were people fearing for their jobs? Is that an issue in South Korea, that there's a chance that some employers may fire someone if they find out that they are LGBTQ?
I think our label is quite strong. I heard like you can't really fire people from being like different than gay. But I heard they actually company is make you quit. They just like throw a lot of things. They get bullied, and then they give you really hard task, and like they just give you a lot of pressure to quit. Those story I heard, but I don't think they actually like fire them right away for that reason.
Right, so it's a bit, as you said, it's not outright. It's maybe some employers might be a bit more sort of secretive about it.
Yeah, definitely a lot of gay people are, it's, I don't think there are many, LGBTQ people in Korea. It's very, like out to the workplace, because they will probably felt like they might lose job because of that.
Is that quite an issue then? As in, do you think there's a lot of people that they are LGBTQ, but they're just not out and open? They're just quite silent about it.
They even like they were just like sometimes some of people behavior or it can be people kind of guess who
Okay.
they are, but whenever they've been asked are you gay, or sometimes they just like not really shy to ask about this, kind of surprising, but when they ask gay people just say, oh, I'm not gay. I don't know what you're talking about. So a lot of denying who they are because they don't feel safe to be out.
Okay. Do you think I've seen recently that in regards to K-pop, I think there was like a quite recently within the past couple of months, there was a big K-pop star that came out as gay. Do you think that having a bit more representation within media and entertainment will be a good thing? Do you see any progress happening from that?
And I've seen there's young K-pop like boy band, or there's a girl. I've seen like they're open about like media and openly about public. I would say half and half is definitely different than like what would say like 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Because there is a one person was, I think he was an actor, and he came out, he was actually like the first one to came out in public as a like, I wouldn't say he was famous, but he was like well known, everybody knows him. And then he came out, we wouldn't be able to see him like 20 years. He lost all everything, the career, and like media is not really having him at all. And also it's same as K-pop, that's young people, and then when they came out, I don't really see them in the media much. But it's definitely, I can see it's definitely changed the way people see, is more open about it, but it's still really, really, really hard for people who is had public, I would say public faces, like people like famous, because they
Yeah,
will
'cause I saw
lose their careers.
they lose their jobs. Yeah, I saw that one for that one person. They lost their job on the TV show. I think it was called Popopo.
Oh, okay. I don't know
And
that one.
did you feel much representation growing up? How was it when you were when you were a child, did you come to terms with your sexuality as a young child, or was it until later life?
I mean, I was a little bit confused what who I was, and then even though I felt like I am different, I am attracted different things as what normal people, this is kind of wrong, but I was like, mm-hmm. what other people usually do, the common thing, I attracted different things, like I'm mm-hmm. attracted the same gender, but my mindset is still keep saying that this is wrong, you shouldn't do that. And I think this is very, like, it comes with education, and you see and how it will end, like, when you out, and it's kind of like your brain is, like, automatically started, like, when you're out, you will be like this and ended up being like this. And that's why your brains keep, like, informing you that this is wrong, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't be like that. And yeah, so I think that's why, like, our education is has to change a lot of different ways.
Have you found that throughout your life that things have gotten easier, or and things have gotten better for the community in South Korea, or have you seen not as much change?
I would say definitely it's getting much, much better compared mm-hmm. to past. I mean, because even for Pride, every Pride has more people join. You can actually see the numbers of people joining Pride. And also even like internet spaces and people, I see people say, oh, like, I do not care who they are. It's like he's human being. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I have barely seen these kind of things, and even internet a couple of few years ago. But now I realized to see more people are open about it. But still, there is a lot of hate as well.
Yeah. I mean, the internet can be.
Very the bigger. I mean, it's extremely, like, I kind of felt like South Korea is in more so relying on a lot of, like, you can get a lot of hateful comments and hateful attitude from people and online, because you don't really see who they are, and they mm-hmm. say really harsh things to you. Message you or something like that. That's why, I don't know, you're familiar with a lot of K-pop star African suicide because of that internet, what oh, brought really? It then, and they're destroyed their mental completely.
The hate that people can experience online, like, it's just it's so hard for people's mental health. And like you were saying before, like, being adding people's queerness to that, I can imagine, can just make it all the more worse.
Yeah, internet, because people, it's easily access to different things, and then you can actually commenting. It's very easily. Yeah. I've seen, like, some people, like, what I've seen some of the documentary about, like, how, why there's so many South Korea teenager suicide, and there's so many, like, K-pop star became suicide. It's like, it's the comments, it's there, it's not only, it's very brutal, it's very cruel. I read some of the comments, like, they're just getting really random, like, comments, like, oh, if this person already died, and why don't you? Something like that. It's just like, it's mind blowing how people can comment to that, things like that.
Yeah. For something that can be, you know, the internet and social media, it can be used as a tool to find like-minded friends, and to find organizations and spaces where you feel accepted. But on the other hand, it can seem like the most scary place to try and be yourself because of things that you've just said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What would you say to people listening to this who are not from South Korea, who are quite unaware of the situation of LGBTQ rights in South Korea? How is it best that we can support people's activism or how we can educate ourselves on the state of well-being of LGBTQ people in South Korea?
I think that only we can raise our voices. A couple of organizations, when they do kind of like a public performance or pride, this is the only time actually we can actually kind of express ourselves. And those period of time, I think there's more the support from outside Korea. Also, it helps a lot of help, because the Koreans actually, they really do care about the image of the country as affecting to the other country. So if they recognize it as the other countries say this is okay and this is okay, I think they also will accept a little bit more and more. And so whenever is Pride happen or any big events happen for LGBTQ in South Korea, even like I don't know, it's a participate, it can be a thing, but also there, well, since COVID-19 happened, there we're doing a lot of online prides. Even like you can actually access to one of the online pride and then leave the comments and support, and that would also like really helps a lot of things for LGBTQ society in Korea.
I bet, especially like you said, during COVID as well. I mean, yeah, obviously COVID has been so hard for so many different people for different reasons, but the isolation that comes with it, on top of that isolation related to your gender and sexual identity, not having not being surrounded by friends and communities physically, can be so hard for people's mental health. So that sounds fantastic that you've been able to move that online.
Yeah, exactly. There was still people, because of the online, and people, even in people in Korea didn't know about this, but it just happened. Like, what, it's more likely cheering up people during the COVID time, and still like there is the people like that in South Korea, and then this kind of like giving a message out to the like online spaces.
Are there any organizations or spaces in South Korea, be it physical or online, that you would like to give a shout out for now, if there is anybody listening that would be really interested in finding those spaces?
So it's really hard to pronounce. It's there is LGBTQ organization supports teenager, experience like the LGBTQ teenager. There, it's that what they call it is Ding Dong. It's like double DINGDONG. So it's they helped teenagers who is out, but they're got like abandoned from family, or they're have nowhere to go. And those organization is supporting this teenager, because I think they need help the most. They need they need help definitely more than adult. So I think that's, if you could support them, it would be great.
One last question. It would be great to hear from you. What would you say to somebody who is listening in South Korea, who is going through a time where they are coming to terms with their sexuality or gender orientation, being in the LGBTQ community, who's finding it very hard to come to terms with that? What would you say to them if they are listening?
Definitely, as a LGBTQ person and living in South Korea, it's hard, and you probably wouldn't find the places where you can actually talk, but there is the place you can find an online, you can actually check with there is a couple of different organizations, and then there's, I mean, you'll be surprised, there are a lot of LGBTQ people in Korea, and then it's just like you, and you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to be out, but you have a you have family and you have support from the people like us, and don't be afraid to talk to people like LGBTQ organization or LGBTQ people, and they will accept you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Q. It's been
great talking to you.
Thank you. We really appreciate your time. Thank you. It's been amazing.
If you would like to get involved with the work of Report Out, please visit our main website at www.reportout.org, where you can subscribe to our regular email distribution list, which allows you to get exclusive access to our latest and exciting news, blogs, and projects. You can even donate to us to ensure that our work continues. We're also on all social media platforms, so please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for regular updates on SOGSC human rights across the globe. Lastly, Report Out would like to give a huge thanks to all of our podcast interviewees and listeners for their valuable time and support. Your voices are no longer hidden, and when voices come together, they make us stronger as a movement.